Emma. It's awfully hard for me not to tell everything I know. I'm a very confiding soul by nature. If I didn't have you to tell things to, I'd burst. Daddy Longlegs. Emma! Way off in the distance, I hear my mother's voice. It doesn't really register, though, because I'm reading. My mother always says that when I've got my nose in a book, the house could burn down around me, and I wouldn't notice. She's right, mostly. My ears actually do hear her words, but my eyes and most of the rest of me stays glued to the words on the pages. I hate tearing myself away from a good story. And Daddy Longlegs, which is what I'm reading now, is definitely a good story. Emma, telephone! This time her voice gets through to me, especially when she adds, "It's Stuart." Okay. I close the book reluctantly and uncurl myself from my favorite armchair.
"It's Stuart,"
mocks Darcy in a high, syrupy voice. I aim a swat at him as I pass the sofa, but he's expecting it, and holds up his history book like a shield, so I smack my hand against its hard cover instead. Ouch!
"Serves you right,"
he says smugly. I glare at him. Brothers can be so lame sometimes. Usually I don't mind being related to Darcy, but lately he's really been bugging me. For some reason he can't resist teasing me about Stuart, and it's useless to try and tease him back. Girls have liked Darcy since he was practically in diapers, so it's no big deal to him. I pad across the front hall to my dad's office and pick up the receiver. Hey.
Hey,
says Stuart. There's a click as my mom hangs up the extension in the kitchen.
What's up?
Not much, I tell him. I'm just reading.
Anything good?
Yeah, you probably wouldn't like it, though.
Why not?
Well, it's for book club, for starters.
Oh, he says. Another girl book?
Yep, it's pretty funny, though. It's called Daddy Longlegs, and it's about this orphan girl named Jerusha.
Jerusha?
The lady who runs the orphanage picked her name off a tombstone.
Sheesh.
No kidding. Anyway, Jerusha changes her name to Judy when she gets to college. I explain to Stuart how one of the trustees pays for her education in exchange for her writing to him each month. Her letters are...